It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters. Our guest this week, Tim O'Connor. He's president of the Wheat Foods Council. And Tim, we're going to talk about this week a video series that you guys have launched. And leading up to launching the video series, I know you had other things in mind, but you've been able to make some adjustments amidst these changes with the pandemic happening. And so let's first just talk about the video series itself. What exactly you guys are doing with it?
Mission here with the video series is to provide nutritional resources to personal trainers. And so our videos are a number of things coming from our group of experts that we use as speakers at conferences, that we use when we host webinars or write papers. We have a real top line of experts in the field of sports nutrition and fitness. And so as a result of that, what we're doing is moving them to the online world and posting daily, practically, new video content that moves around the scope of our experts as well as other information that we have that we're putting into little informational videos so that they're easy to consume for the trainers who unfortunately can't be running their businesses right now. And we're really looking to connect with them in this time when they're offline from their daily work and build our relationship even stronger with them.
Now, you did touch on this a little bit, but talk about the changes and how you guys really had to transition. What sort of information is really being presented with these and how it's being presented?
Well, it is an interesting moment in our time, and we're all dealing with it in various ways, but this is a good snapshot. We, in our plan of program activities, would have been at events right now. Personal trainer conferences, our experts would have been speakers with large crowds in meeting rooms. One of the conferences we would have gone to would have had 15,000 personal trainers at it. We obviously can't do that right now, and personal trainers' gyms are closed. So we quickly discussed what we do, and we came up with this idea of videos. And of course, it was dependent on our experts being able to shoot their own videos at home, because we can't send the production team to them or send them to a studio somewhere. So our experts are using family members as their camera people and using their phones and taking the videos at home of their little presentations. And then we are editing those and being able to circulate them through various social media platforms. So it's an interesting world we live in, where we have people who would have been, you know, PhDs teaching in a college classroom today. They're recording videos from their family room at home for us now. It's just one of those phenomenons of where we're at today, but it's part of the storyline. And our videos are not overly professional as a result of that. They are people who are speaking into, you know, a no audience setting, and that's a little weird thing if you've done it before compared to talking with an audience. So it has its own slice of the moment in the style of it, in the tone of it. Our experts are doing a great job with it, and you can really get to know them a little better as people as they work through it. One quick example, our star triathlete Michelle Tuttle, her video today was a tour of her home garage gym that she's now forced to use because she can't go to the gym, and showing how she's using a wagon and some other things to do her training for the world championships that come up in the fall if they're able to be held.
Anything else you'd like to add, Tim, about this video series that you've rolled out?
Well, the only other thing I would add is not only are we getting what we believe is really good content from our experts out to the trainers, but we're also in a period where we're going to learn. We're using all different kinds of platforms to distribute this information, and we're going to be able to learn from that. Where did we have the most success reaching trainers? Was it one platform over another? Was it one style of video or communications that caught their attention better than the other? So we think it will sharpen our outreach skills in addition to allowing us to continue. communicate.
Thanks so much. Tim O'Connor, again, our guest this week, president of the Wheat Foods Council, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.